and we welcome in a coach from Indiana University, Bobby Johnson, former Miami coach Bobby Johnson. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing, Coach?
Good evening.
I'm doing great. Couldn't be better.
Sitting at 4-1, 1-1 in the Big Ten, it has to be good for you out there right now.
Without a question, you know. I mean, it's been a smooth transition. The kids seem to have responded. So, you know, right now things are going well, but, you know, every week's a big challenge in the Big Ten.
Now, I was out there last week for the Illinois game, and I must tell you, I knew somebody went to Indiana last year, and they told me they would tailgate, but then they wouldn't go to the game.
Yeah.
Now people tailgate, and they go to the game. There's an electricity in that stadium.
Without a question. I mean, Coach Hebner's done a great job, and you know as well as I do that he's a pretty enthusiastic guy, and he's an excitable personality, and that's what he's brought to this program is, you know, being a native of Indiana and having a passion for the program. He's really lit a fire under some people around here, and the kids, I mean, the students have responded, the community's responded, and now football is a big thing. It's an event to be seen at, and they're fired up for what, you know, so far has been a winner. So it's been an exciting ride so far.
Well, good. And you talk about getting the program on the right track, and yeah, you look at that. Blake Powers, the quarterback, putting up crazy numbers. He has already broken the single season passing touchdown record in Indiana already with five games into the season.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Blake's he's a talented, talented individual. I mean, he's a kid that if you walked in the room, you would say that's what a Division I quarterback's supposed to look like. He's a big 6'4", 235-pound kid and rifle for an arm. He's just, you know, he's a young guy and he hasn't had a lot of experience, and he's done a good job of learning the system and really studying. I mean, he's a kid that's in here when the coaches are in here Tuesday and Wednesday nights until 11 o'clock. He's usually in here at the same time watching film in another room. So he's really grasped the system pretty quickly, and he's got a great group of receivers to throw to. So, I mean, he's going to be setting a lot of records for years to come.
You talk about a great group of receivers to throw to. I got out there, and I didn't know much about what you guys – I knew you were 3-1 going into that game against Illinois. So I looked at some of the stats, and a name popped out of me, Hardy, at the wide receiver position. So I looked him up, see who he was. He's 6'7".
Yeah.
He's a 6'7", 215 wide receiver.
And only a freshman.
And he's only a redshirt freshman. Yeah. And I thought maybe he could play, maybe couldn't. Then I watched him play. He's got some hands, and he's got some moves once he has the ball.
Without a question. I mean, James is a kid that he's a once-in-a-lifetime talent that you get. I mean, you know, when you coach as long as some of us have been, and I've had the fortunate, you know, of being the coach for 10 years, every once, you know, you get that guy, that type of guy. You know, Coach Hep had Ben Roethlisberger, and everybody has that guy that comes along once in a while, and Hardy's that type of kid. I mean, he was the sixth man on the basketball team here at Indiana, so, I mean, he's obviously got some athleticism, but I think he's quickly finding out that football is his ticket. I mean, he is an unbelievable receiver. Like you said, he's a freshman, but as well as, you know, he being a freshman, you know, James Bailey's another freshman that plays wide receiver for us. Marcus Thigpen's another wide receiver. We have a true freshman wide receiver, Walker Roby, that he's a true freshman. So we got four wide receivers that are all freshmen that, you know, are very talented kids that are going to be around here for a while. So it's a pretty good situation in that department.
Now I look at you guys 4-1, 1-1 in the Big Ten. Then I look at the rest of your schedule. You guys got some scary teams coming up the rest of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go negative,
no.
But I'm saying, looking at these teams going, yeah, there's some talent up ahead.
Yeah, there is. You know, I mean, it's funny because, you know, I've been coaching for, you know, 10 years now, and I played in the Mid-American Conference and coached in the Mid-American Conference, and you know, there's always a couple games on your schedule where you can kind of go, okay, you know, maybe we'll get a breather here. If we take care of our business, we can, you know, get some of the young guys in the second half. Tell you what, that's the biggest change for me is you go in the Big Ten and you look at the schedule and there's no off week now. I mean, you know, you follow up, you know, Illinois with Iowa, then Ohio State, then Michigan State, then Michigan, and it just, the hits keep on coming. So, but the thing that, you know, we got to convince our kids of, and I think they've done a good job with it, is we don't have to play any of those, you know, all those teams on one day. You just got to take them one at a time, and there's not a team on that schedule we can't beat on any given day, but every team on that schedule has the ability and is talented enough to you know, to beat us. So, I mean, we just got to take it one game at a time and handle it that way and kind of keep it all in perspective. So it's definitely true. There's a lot of tough teams coming up that we just got to take it one at a time, though.
What has been the most exciting thing for you so far in the season? You know, to start off, you know, with just the one loss so far, what's been the most exciting point for you as a coach?
To be honest with you, I think the most exciting thing for me has been seeing the reaction and the growth of some of the kids on the team. You know, we got here and they hadn't been very successful in the past. And we have a great group of kids here. I mean, they're hard workers. I mean, they want to succeed. And to be honest with you, some of them have been through some tough times. I mean, some of my fifth-year offensive linemen, I'm their third offensive line coach in 5 years. They've seen and heard a lot of, you know, tough things. And, you know, just to see those guys enjoy a victory, to see that you can have fun playing football and still win. And I think that's been the thing that I've been, it's been real exciting for me, because that lights my fire. I come to work every day wanting to work hard, because I want to see that look in some of those guys' eyes that have been through, you know, so many losing seasons, to see that, hey, come to work, have fun, play hard, and when you win, you know, they really appreciate it. So, I mean, that's been the biggest thing for me since we've been here.
I heard, I was out there last on Saturday, as I told you, but I ran into Jane Heppner out there, who
yep.
I absolutely adore.
Yep.
Everyone who's ever met her
yep.
loves her,
yep.
without a doubt. And she told me that the Heisman Trophy was out touring,
yep.
And it was there this week, and that Coach Hepp was doing a signing at a bookstore or somewhere,
uh-huh.
and they ran out of footballs for him to sign. They were running out of stuff for him to sign because he was signing so much.
Well, I'll tell you what, he right now, if he ran for any kind of public office, he'd win in a landslide. I mean, it's been great, and it's all, you know, like I said, it's all early. It's all a product of just his passion for Indiana University. I mean, this is, you know, he was very comfortable at Miami. He could have stayed there as long as he wanted, and we were in a very good situation there as a coaching staff. But, you know, Indiana was the one job he would have left for. And you know, being an assistant of his and him giving me so many opportunities, I was really happy for him to get this chance, because I know that this was the one chance, you know, the one job he wanted. And he's great. You know, he's taken off and run with it. I mean, people around here are wearing a I Love Hep shirts and Hep Wants You t-shirts. I mean, his face is all over the place. The community's really rallied behind him. It's been great.
Now, Coach, you know, you talked about the atmosphere with the kids and all. And I'll tell you what, I worked with you and Coach mm-hmm. Heppner and all
yep.
when I was there
yep.
and a couple of those guys. And the energy you guys bring. When I was out there, I ran into you guys out at the spring practice.
Yep.
And the energy you guys had in the field just during after the spring practice, just kind of a little scrimmage, was incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, I loved working with you guys, and I have a memory of you that I know you don't remember, and you're not going to want me to talk about.
No, but, I'm open book, man.
The first couple of days when I worked for the team back in 1999 from
yep.
Miami,
uh-oh.
I was walking up the street. I've only been working for 3 days, and I'm walking up the street from Millett Hall, from Yeager Stadium, and driving by me is Coach Joe Palsic and Coach Bobby Johnson in the car. Now, the Gap commercial with Madonna's song, Dress Me Up in Your Love All Over My Body, was big at the time. So flying by me on the street is Palsic driving, Bobby Johnson in the passenger seat. Bobby Johnson leans out the window, is car dancing, and starts singing the Madonna song, going to Dress Me Up in My Love to me as he flies by me.
Wow.
Well, I'm known as, like, you know, I'm the practical joker of the staff, as you well know. And, you know, I like to keep things loose, man. And I think that you got to enjoy the game, and I try to get my guys to relax, and, you know, it's supposed to be fun, and I try to keep it in that perspective. So I'm a little bit like that. I'm like a lot like that off the field too. My wife will probably tell you a couple more stories. I'm a little bit of a loose cannon. So, but it makes it fresh, and I think that we brought that to this program here. You know, like you said, the spring practice. I mean, we're relatively young staff. I mean, you know, Coach Palsic, myself, Brian George, we're all in our, you know, early 30s. So, I mean, we've had the good fortune of getting into coaching real early, and we've had a lot of experience so far, but yet we're still pretty young. And I think the players feed off that, because they look at us and go, wow, they're not out of touch yet. They don't forget what it's like to play. It wasn't that long ago they were playing. So, I mean, we try to share some of our experiences and stuff like that with the kids, and it makes it fun for the kids too.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck at Iowa with the rest of the season. I will be out there October 22nd for Ohio State. You can count on me being there like I was last weekend.
Well, you look me up when you get here.
I will. I was going to catch you last weekend, but by the time I got down the field, you guys were already gone inside.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I will do what I can to catch with you. And Coach Johnson, keep up the good work, and thank you very much for coming on the program.
Well, guys, thanks for having me. You're doing a great job of listening to you on the Internet. Keep it up.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That was Coach Bobby Johnson with Indiana University Football.